Okay, welcome back to the English program's little audio boo. Looking at the Beatles, it's one of my subjects I like to talk about all the time. And I've been doing some research about what the Beatles were doing on this day in history. And I didn't know about this. This is something that was new to me. John Lennon obviously was very rich. He bought lots of things. He had lots of sort of property and cars and things. And he also bought, believe it or not, an island, which, it, as I say, this is new to me. The background information, it's called Clew Bay. It's a natural ocean bay in County Mayo, in Ireland. It contains Ireland's best example of sunken drumlins. And according to tradition, there is an island in the bay for every day of the year. The bay is overlooked by Croagh Patrick, which is Ireland's holy mountain and the mountains of North Mayo. Clare Island guards the entrance of the bay. From the southwest part of the bay, eastwards are Louisburg, Le Canvey, Murrisk and Westport. Now, this is the interesting bit, the sort of Beatles-related bit. The bay is home to Doranish, a private island that was purchased by John Lennon in 1967. It's an uninhabited island. It's also been referred to as Beatle Island because, of course, John Lennon purchased it in 1967 for £1,700. Previously, it was used by sailing ships for its stones. The island became a place of peace for Lennon and his family. After his divorce to Cynthia, the island went unused until Lennon invited King of the Hippies, Sid Rawl, to establish a commune on the island, and that was in 1970. I'm surprised I've never heard about this island. I've done extensive research on the Beatles, but it's never came up. I suppose it has nothing to do with the music as such, but nonetheless, I'm quite fascinated by this. For the following 2 years, a group of 25 hippies called Doranish, their home basically. In 1972, a fire burned down the island's supply tent and the commune disbanded. After Lennon's death, Yoko Ono sold the island for nearly £30,000 and donated the proceeds to an Irish orphanage. Doranish is now used as a grazing site for livestock and sometimes visited by enthusiastic Beatles fans. And I've got some information here. I'm going to try and find, if I can, the official website of Doranish. It must be there somewhere. I'll do some research. I'll let you know next week how I get on. But for this week, my pet project is to get as much information as I can on Doranish, also referred to as Beetle Island.